This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, if you didn't know, is Hug Holiday, when we're all encouraged to get in as many hugs as possible. Of course, the opportunity might not be there, so an alternative could be to hire someone like MJ Lace, a practitioner of cuddle therapy. MJ, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Are hugs good for you? And if so, why?
They are good for us because many of us are skin starved. We crave touch when we're born, and that gives us psychological safety and physical safety. They're vital to us right through the lifespan.
Yeah. And so does something actually physiologically happen within a person when they're hugging?
Absolutely. We release feel-good hormones. And the same as when we receive a smile or feel warmth from somebody else. Absolutely. We get those feel-good hormones that we seek. We seek it when we stroke a dog or a cat and a pat on our knee. But also physical touch is vital for humans because we need other humans. It can stimulate oxytocin. It's also called the love hormone.
Mm. So, MJ, you're a cuddle practitioner.
I am.
Describe for us what that is and how that works.
Absolutely. Well, it's a safe space. It's not rushed. During a session, we would discuss boundaries, how somebody wants to be, maybe back to back, holding hands, maybe have a hand massage. Some people want a full blown hug, a full blown cuddle. It's dressed, consensual, boundaried touch. And we talk about various comfort levels and what somebody wants out of that experience whilst making sure that they feel, well, just entirely safe and respectful.
Yeah. No, I mean, I assume it has to be entirely safe and respectful for you as well. Are you laying down the boundaries or is the client laying down the boundaries?
It's a collaboration. It's about talking, and it's really good practice for people to agree boundaries with each other. And so that's something that we practice. And we also might practice breathing, which just brings the equilibrium to the system, allows you to be relaxed. And then we discuss what's agreeable between us both. And then on we go.
Yeah. And I'm assuming everyone has their clothes on and in certain parts of the body you don't touch.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, which is what I said about positioning. We might sit back to back. Some people don't like eye contact. Some people might find that a bit intense. And so, you know, it can just be holding hands or back to back or having a little head massage or even you know, rubbing feet. It can be touch in any form, but it's agreed between the two parties.
Yeah. Now, and the clients who come to you must have nobody in their life who will touch them.
I think very often that is the case. I think, you know, we all touch people in different ways. You know, we shake the hand of a policeman very differently to we hug our neighbour. But if we don't have very many people around us, or indeed none, and maybe, you know, we've lost our partner, our family have moved away, that loneliness is huge, particularly in the UK. 27% of people feel lonely in the UK.
Yeah. And so when people come to you, especially for the first time, do they necessarily know what it is that they want?
I think we agree that with a no obligation kind of 30-minute call where we discuss why they've contacted me in the first place, what they were looking for, what they think cuddle therapy is, or, you know, touch therapy, and then what they're looking for, so that we really do understand that strictly platonic, non-sexual, consensual touch is agreed, so that people don't get the wrong end of the stick.
Sure. Yes. No, but I mean that you know, somebody who maybe hasn't been touched in decades, perhaps, might know if a full cuddle, for instance, might make them uncomfortable, or eye contact might make. So can there be a little bit of experimentation there in the first session to find out what it is the person wants?
Exactly. Conversation, right? And I think psychological safety is born from a previous conversation on the phone. And then, of course, yeah, I think full-blown cuddling right out is a little bit too fast out of the gate. But at least to, you know, hold hands or touch somebody else's hand. Sometimes, for instance, in a hospice situation, it might be that somebody just wants a hand stroke, just to know that somebody's there.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
How long does the most sessions last for?
Well, usually between kind of 60 and 90 minutes.
Oh.
Some people may want something a little shorter. But yeah, about an hour.
Right. Okay. And in about an hour, do you do various things? Yeah, like it just holding hands for an hour, can it just be that? Your hand to get pretty sweaty.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, you might be holding hands and choose to change positions. Is there something else you'd like to do? And is there a way that you feel more comfortable talking? You know, talking is a great part of it. And when we feel relaxed, we're just much more open to talking about it. So we talk about why they're there and, you know, what is it that attracted them to such an experience? And then what they might be looking for and how long for. Maybe did they want to come again, and how are they finding it? Is the touch too much? Is the pressure too much? Is the closeness too much? Or is it not quite enough? And so that really does help people practice boundaries and receive an experience that they're seeking.
Yeah.
I think we know, right? I think inside of us, we know what we want. I think we know what we're lacking as well. And I think, yeah, you're right. For the first session, I think people are, you know, they go careful, and so we should.
Yeah. And when people talk to you then, when they've become comfortable with whatever kind of touch regime you've agreed upon, and they become comfortable about that, and they start talking to you, do they want you to answer them, or generally speaking, do they want you to answer them, or do they just want you to listen to them?
I think very often we want somebody to hear us, don't we? We all want to be seen and heard and valued.
Yeah.
And I think when somebody really listens to your story and maybe reflects back about what they've heard, you know, you're telling me that you haven't had a cuddle in, you know, 10 years, or you're telling me that you very much miss your family, then hearing that and reflecting back to somebody, it's a bit like, I mean, to be honest, without the person, you know, AI does the same thing. We've started talking about AI therapists, haven't we? But what's missing there is that, you know, oxytocin and those physical responses, the warmth, literally the warmth, our physical skin. We are born to touch. You know, the first thing a baby does, even if its mum's passed out, is crawl to the breast and seek that skin-to-skin touch.
Yeah. God, does it... can it seem a bit sad to you sometimes? Because you must hear some very sad stories from people.
I work with people and I've worked with people all my life. I think being a human can be a very sad story at some times in our life. And I think that judging anything as good or bad is difficult when we grow through what we go through. And I think talking about it helps us to grow through it, helps us to unpack that experience and really feel like we've processed it. The brain really does enjoy talking about what's happened in order to try and work out how we feel about it. Sometimes not hearing it outside is difficult. We need to speak it in order that we can really integrate it, integrate those difficult experiences like losing a loved one or having your children move away or moving into a care facility.
Mm. And generally speaking, do people come for repeat sessions or, you know, can they have a certain amount and go, yeah, I feel much better now?
Absolutely. I think that it could be a one and done if it's not for somebody. And, you know, that doesn't happen very often, but it can be, of course. There's no obligation to book more. But I do encourage people, if they do enjoy their first session, to book maybe half a dozen. Because during that time, a real relationship can grow. Obviously, again, boundaried and consensual. But getting to know somebody happens over time. And it also happens that how we are with people, we become more comfortable over those times. And it also gives both the cuddler and the cuddly the opportunity to really reflect on how that was. And often over those maybe 6-12 sessions, people will think, oh, actually, now I've, you know, now I've had a hand massage, I really would like it if I had a head massage next time, or actually I've been thinking about it and I think it would be a really good idea for us to sit back to back. I feel really comfortable like that. And I'm wondering if we could do that and maybe have some music on in the background and talk. Mm. So I think it allows people to start exploring how they like to be touched, where they like to be touched and how that feels, what the experience is like and how they feel the most comfortable in talking. You know, individual will come and say, yeah, well, actually, I love speaking back to back, if you like. I'm practicing it with my family members. I don't like making eye contact when
I'm
talking.
Well, that's they're learning as well. MJ, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was MJ Lace there, a cuddle practitioner.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.